again, kind of getting back to the clinical science, right now then, in a non-protocol setting, in the typical situation of a patient who's going to be started on first-line chemotherapy, does not have visceral crisis, is not highly symptomatic, either minimally symptomatic or asymptomatic, without life-threatening disease, how do you think through the choice of systemic therapy?
Well, I think in the absence of a trial, the use of bevacizumab in that setting is still a little bit questionable. And the reason people may be a little bit hesitant to do it is they're looking for some data that suggests survival improvement. The drug inherently has relatively modest side effects in the big scheme of things to date. So it isn't that, I think, that puts off people from using it. I think it's the cost, and I think it's the lack of survival data, even though there is a trend in E2100 suggesting that that may yet appear. I think if I had a patient who had metastatic breast cancer who is relatively naive to therapy, it would be among the things I would think about giving the patient, meaning chemotherapy plus bevacizumab if they weren't a HER2 positive patient.